Hey,
Blog
we are
Talk
live.
Radio.
Good evening. This is Friday Night Live, and I'm your guest host, Lori Frazee, standing in for Daryl Mass. And we are live at an FBA contest, Florida Barbecue Association contest, here in, where are we? We're in Zephyr Hills. It starts to blur together. Okay, so I'm going to go, let's see here. Come on, I'm looking for my, here, we are in speakerphone. And I'm with Tommy Harden, Blitz Creek Barbecue, who won Reserve Grand Champion last week. And I had a little visit with Jim during the week. But you also won the Homeboy contest. And that, I think that's a great idea. What do you think about that?
I thought it was very cool. I mean, it was what I had set my goal to win.
Nice.
There was a lot of competition there. I thought that, you know, a good cook will win it, but the Homeboy is what I was in.
Yeah, yeah. And you got something actually from, put that a second. Okay. You actually got something that Budweiser sponsored for that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a Budweiser fire pit.
Yeah, and it looked pretty cool. And do you have it here with you tonight?
Yeah, the kids are going to give it an inaugural burn tonight.
And we're going to need it because they're calling. Oh, wait. So I didn't realize, you're from Okeechobee?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. Were you born and raised there?
All my life.
All your life, okay.
I never went anywhere else.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And when they said that, I'm like, I thought, because for some reason, I thought you lived in Lakeland. I don't.
That's because I'm always there.
I guess, and that might be the case. But so last year, you ended up, where'd you end up in team of the year?
Fourth,
I'm sorry. I said sixth. Fourth. And you
No. The year before I was fourth, I'm sorry. Last year I was seventh.
Okay. Last year you were seventh. But last year you didn't cook as many contests as you normally do.
No, I was probably 9-10 contests behind everybody else on the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a few like rubs that were, it don't matter, they didn't cook half as many and they'd still be there.
And what are you planning for this year? What's your schedule looking like? Because we're three contests in. You didn't do the first one, but you did the last two. So what's your schedule looking like now?
I'm trying to schedule about 33 contests.
Holy
year.
Crap.
That's KCBS and SBA.
Oh, you're going to do both. Okay, so you're doing like one next week, I'm guessing.
No, I've actually got a big pen next weekend in town. I'll serve probably 2,000 dinners.
Oh, are you working with now, do you do much with the fishing boys where you're at?
No, they have called me a few times, but every time they call me, their tournaments are on the same weekend that I've got a contest on.
Oh, all right.
I don't do very much of that with them.
And the lovely Mrs. Blitz Freak is here right now, Jennifer, who saved everybody signed in last week because she found pizza, and it's a tradition. So tell us the tradition.
If you win grand, then you buy pizza for everyone for Saturday night. And last week was a challenge because
it was awful.
We were out in the middle of nowhere and nobody would deliver. So the closest place we found was supposed to be 2 miles, but I guess it ended up being a little while longer.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was in that car and I said it was 25 miles. It was, didn't they tell you 2 miles?
They told me it was 2 miles.
Did you use MapQuest?
No. She went down one road. Actually, we went down out the gate, down one road, and it was on that road.
And that was supposed to be the closest one. That's why I know we could get nobody to deliver it. So.
Yeah, but 2 miles, you would have thought they would deliver.
Yeah.
I'm saying we went 25 miles.
Yeah, it was a good. Yeah, it was a nice city.
Oh, is that where it was? Because I think we're hungry always because we kept passing things, and I'm like, that's something.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you saved us because you were the one who found things.
It was good pizza.
Yes, it was actually really good pizza.
The pink drink was even better.
Pink drink out of the Mojo Cup was a lot of fun. So anyway, I appreciate you guys being here. Wait, come here. We have the young Master Gavin here who is 14. Going on 35? Is that what you told me last week?
I guess.
No, I guess. We were talking adult stuff, and I said, I kind of stopped my conversation. She goes, don't worry. I'm 14 going on 35.
He thinks, maybe.
And now, let's see. Last year, you and Derek from Sweet Smoke Q teamed up, and you cooked a contest together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we cooked two different ones. We cooked the pasta, and
oh, really?
We did...
Coco. That was the kick-ass contest.
Yeah.
That was the one where you beat me and y'all beat me and.
And Jim. Yeah, there's a problem. There's a problem with that. And
yeah.
Is there any anticipation to team up this year?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Me and Garrett's going to do a pop and defend our title.
In backyard.
And
they already have like 35 backyards, I think, signed up.
All the board of Paul Hart.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And again, Garrett turned 17. You're 14?
Yes.
When will you be 15?
May.
Okay. So, you know, and it's G to the next generation. Oh, okay. Two G's,
next generation barbecue.
Okay. So they both cook with their dads, and we look forward to that. But quite frankly, you kicked my ass, I'm going to be pissed. Okay. So, sorry, Matt.
And
you're going to be the driver.
He's going to have a sad ride home.
Okay, so I got to go find the other guys I'm looking for. Anyway, thank you so much for spending time with me. Okay, so there's, look, it's Brad K. BK Cookers and Corey, come on over. We are live, Friday Night Live. May I have part of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Pink chair, pink drink. So tell us what's on your agenda today.
Winning? What do you mean? Oh, today. Today.
Or what's on your agenda for tonight and tomorrow? Winning.
Besides winning. Getting something to eat, finishing the drink, having maybe a couple more, and hanging out. Maybe a little sleep.
You have your daughter with you.
Yes, so she's a little mother right now.
Yeah, and they introduced me, and she handed me a card.
It's the best advertising I've ever
had. So here's the
partnershipstore.com.
I didn't. You said it's the best advertisement you have. Is this you?
No, that's a friend of mine up in Michigan.
Okay.
Mark West. He got a box of stuff from him today. He has cards now.
Yay! So is he one of your sponsors?
No, not yet. No, he's not.
Okay. Well, hey, I got a card from the barbecueshooterstore.com, so you need to be a sponsor.
Yeah. Okay. We'll send him the podcast link, right?
Okay, so before you go, and I know I've got to go talk to people and we're all starving.
Congratulations, Lori, on second place.
You were going, damn, I wasn't there to kick her ass. But what was bad is we're on stage and Ben, Purvis's son, he kept going to me, "You're going up before me." And I'm like, "No, you're going before me." And he's going, "You're going before me." And he sucked me right into that whole thing. Anyway, I saw your post about your website. You've really been working the website.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about what you got planned and who are your sponsors this year and who are you working on?
Yeah, we've got two new sponsors. We have Butcher Barbecue.
Oh,
yes, we do.
I love the biscuit injection.
Yes, and why?
Except
I think of
Jim's smoke humor. Here is Rob Bagby.
Oh,
and
no, I'm not on the radio.
Yeah, what is it, man? Look at this meal. Oh, can I steal a cucumber? That's probably your favorite thing.
It's a surprise.
Surprise.
It's a spaghetti.
It's a spaghetti.
I asked you if you were cooking alone. You said yes.
Okay, so Swamp Boys, what do you have coming up this
I have a Q school coming up.
You do? And when is that coming up? I'm really sad that I'm not going to be able to help you. You probably already have a new helper, don't you?
I'm counting on you.
I'm catering for 4 days.
Ew.
Otherwise, I would have, were you really? Were you?
I wanted to come.
You know, the bad thing is, every time I see that, I go, "Hey, Leon, there's a school with Rev. I want to go." What?
One boy's number seven.
Yeah.
And what level? This level?
Somewhere in here.
Well, that narrows it down. We are now.
It's not on this row, I don't think, unless it's way down there.
Well, it's in a group.
Okay.
Which would probably be big. Okay, so you're out. And do you still have spaces for you? And it's going to be in Claremont.
Yes. Yeah.
But what's exciting also is you have a second school this year.
I do.
So if they can't make it in a couple of weeks, where's it going to be?
Haul their ass out to Utah.
Oh, really? Yeah. This is so cool. And now you've got obviously somebody out there that's going to hook you up with cookers and everything.
No, I just put up a map of the United States. We're going to be Utah, baby.
Okay.
We're having night cooks in the wild. We're going there.
And when is that?
That is the third weekend in July, I believe.
Good. It wasn't in December, so that's really good.
Well,
yeah, so March we're in Claremont, and it's the 4th and 5th, right? No. Second.
1 and 2, I think.
Oh, I knew it was the first weekend. I'm sorry. But
so you are open.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I wish I was. So the first weekend in March, there's still space for Claremont, and then Utah, you're looking in July, and they can sign up on your website?
They can get the applications there, yep.
Okay, beautiful. And when will your new sauce be out that I want to turn into a Bloody Mary mix?
Yes.
it's really good.
I'm just waiting on the bottler. It should be ready. It'll be ready before next Friday. We're going to have it at Fig Fest.
Oh, nice. I wish I was going to be there. Okay, cool beans. I'm missing out on everything.
You are.
Hey, don't go in there and steal pink drinks. He's
what?
He's in line. I think they're going to steal with me. Anyway, thank you so much.
Everyone is.
All right, thank you. So I'm back to Corey. I'm sorry about that, but we grabbed him and he had warm food. So tell us what you've got planned. You got David is your new one.
Yeah, David's a sponsor and Fireside Outdoor Kitchen from Augusta.
Oh.
So, yeah, they've got a lot of boxes and gloves and cutting boards and gloves and all that kind of stuff that they're sponsoring us.
When you say gloves, do they have the gloves that you can use with a knife and cut through them? I just bought one of those.
You know, they carry and cut through ears. Not cut through them. You mean like the metal?
Yeah, it's a real. Michael Jackson.
I know. Yes.
Only it's silver.
Yeah, they're almost like oyster sex gloves,
yes.
Right? Yeah,
but a little thinner. I mean, actually, they conform to your hand.
Really?
Do they have those?
Yeah, I have five of them. They've got everything under the sun. They've got a lot of high-end in there, too. A lot of stuff like figuring eggs and a lot of anything you can think of.
Grills.
But they try to carry stuff for composting in that area. So, okay,
all the
Fisher
products, products, big products, Blue Talk Salty.
We stop by there every time we're heading out to a comp.
Yeah.
Every time. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time we go by. Well, thank you so much. What's your next, what are you guys going to do?
Okay, next weekend.
Are you staying down here, though?
No, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, we've got, like, the next 5 weekends, right?
Yeah, we'll go back this week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you do know that any time you guys are heading north, I am only 30 minutes from 75 north. You can leave a vehicle or your trailer. And it's locked in. I live in the middle of nowhere. It's locked in. You're welcome to leave it. So.
Oh, you're off.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to.
Mama lives in Utah.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
I leave it there because she's so happy with it.
Yeah, oh, she was like a baby. Like her baby song.
Yeah, she goes out there and passed it.
Okay, give this a good note.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to go find my other guys. Maybe I'll go and
stand in the line.
Come on, let's go. Well, I got to go interview some guys that I specifically said I was going to. Fast Figgy. Getting Figgy with it. Oh, that's true. We're behind a shirt that says Fast Figgy. We're getting Figgy with it. Okay, so we're getting ready to get in line. And we're in a restricted area. Oh, look. Oh, I guess we got to go on this side. Oh, I guess I got to come over here. Okay. So we are now in line because the Chamber of Commerce is actually feeding us, which is lovely. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to get some food, and then I got to go over and talk to some boys. But we see Ricky Newman's here. Ricky, anything you want to say to the Friday Night Life guy?
Be the man. You got to beat the man.
And that is Ricky Newman making the world Newman. Because how many children do you have making the world Newman?
8 children from 9 different women. Check in the mail, Lord.
Because Ricky said today that I could be his next. We're cracking ourselves up. Okay. Oh, I guess I got a little carried away with salad.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, because, oh, and he's getting carried away with the noodles over there. Oh, we're serving ourselves. So what normally is Upper Hills is kind of one of these areas where they're a little bit out in the middle of nowhere, but they certainly are really excited to have us here. We're at the municipal. This is ridiculous.
I'm waiting to see you carry that plate.
It's just lettuce. It's lettuce. I don't know what this is. What's in here?
Oh, that's the same.
Okay, do we have anything different?
Nope.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're heading over to Good Buddy's Barbecue, and Good Buddy's is an interesting.
Right here.
Oh, crap, they're right here, and they can walk with me. Look at, I put spaghetti on top of salad. Okay, so we got Good Buddy's, and what I'm saying is interesting is you guys actually cook on multiple teams with each other, with other people, and you call yourself different things.
Yeah, but we do not chip each other.
Right. Oh.
We just compete together.
That's good.
And this is good. This is my cousin, Josh.
And you're a good buddy, too. Hi, Josh.
I'm a good buddy.
Good.
Bobby King.
Hello.
Joel Van. Yeah, our last win was with Big Timers. That kid's back.
And that was a huge win for you guys, because wasn't that our first grand championship?
That was our
Big
first
Timers,
grand
sure.
Yeah.
For good buddies, we have one, Sam's Club, and we got one with Whiskey
really?
Bit and Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got one tomorrow here at Zephyr Hills, they're saying. We don't know, but that's what they're saying. Zephyr Hills.
I quit smiling. Because, you know what Matt Barber said last week, and I love this comment.
Wow.
You know, a grand championship is yours to lose.
Yep.
That's
how we feel.
And I never thought about it like
that.
And
everybody starts at the top. It's yours to lose.
It's yours to lose, except when that meat comes off and suddenly it's crap.
happens to everyone.
It does happen to everyone. So how long have you guys been competing?
Since 2000, we opened our restaurant in 2006, and our first competition was Pick Fest 2007.
Because you guys are all over the place. Okay, you have a restaurant.
I had a restaurant.
Okay.
Our family still has one. But if you guys want to eat with me, I cater.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well,
full-time caterer.
Okay. Okay.
That's where the barbecue technique comes from, is catering full-time.
And so you do like I do. I serve competition meat, and
absolutely.
I cater too. And they're like, there's always a difference.
I have a Italian on my menu like they served us tonight.
Yeah.
And I was very disappointed in a good way. In a good way. They're not listening.
Yeah, but I would never say that. Yeah.
I can.
I do big BD the freaking diet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why
you haven't taken a bite yet.
No, there's less.
You'll come find me after you take a bite.
Okay, so you're a full-time caterer right now. What are you doing full-time?
Oh, actually full-time. I work for Public Supermarkets. I'm in information technology.
Oh, so are you at the main branch there?
Yeah, downtown Lakeland.
Oh, nice.
He's an engineer.
And what do you do with Publix? Because whenever somebody says Publix, I'm like, meat cutter?
No, I actually work in information systems.
You dispatch to everybody?
All the IT equipment that we get in our stores and our office and warehousing facilities. Can you speak up a little bit? I work with teams that manage and take care of all that technology for our company.
Isn't it funny? I mean, when you start talking to different people, I mean, we have everything out here. We really do. That's the funny thing about a barbecue competition. What do you do?
Hold on. You guess. What does he look like?
Oh, male stripper. Okay, so what do you do? Oh, you're a teacher.
I'm a dentist.
Oh, that's why I was smiling so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is funny. This is, I mean, like I said, you get people from every walk of life. And I haven't seen you at a contest, have I?
He's always with me all the time, but I've been cooking under Big Timers and Whiskey Band and Good Buddies all over the place. But we literally cook 4 or 5 months off till it gets back. So right now we're just now about to get the roll. Hopefully we'll do the next 6 weeks.
Okay, so you guys are doing Lakeland, Winter Haven. Are you doing a pasta?
Yes.
Okay.
And City and Big Fest.
Okay.
And then I'm down because I've got catering gigs like crazy.
I have catering gigs today that I had to set, but like I told him, this is the first time I've done this many competitions in a row. Three's been the most for me, 3 weeks in a row. So I'm excited to get a little routine.
Well, this is the first time I've done 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And like I was telling Jim Elder earlier, I need an extra day in the week. I mean, I've got two other businesses.
Yeah.
And my honey's going, yeah, he's like, when are you going to get the 1099s out? And I'm like, oh,
we pay taxes this year?
I was supposed to do that. Remember, we manage houses and we have to turn stuff into owners.
That's too full time.
Yeah. So,
that's hard one.
Yeah. It's
managing
not fun. Because if their mouths are moving, the tenants are lying.
So,
sorry. No, every once in a while one of them does. And we want to give a big shout out to Angela Iverson, the organizer at Oviedo.
Is she on?
She said she was going to be listening, and she cooked with me last week and for pitch. So
shout out, Angela.
Hi. Shout out,
this is Bobby King, Colin, Josh Chapman.
All right, guys, so I appreciate it. Anything you want to leave us with?
Yeah, we're going with the Matt Barber How About Chula's theory.
Okay.
You're automatic grand champion at this point. It's on to lose.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to.
Oh, I was saving that for you.
Okay.
We don't say that.
Yeah, you did. He did. All right, well, thank you for spending a few minutes with me, guys. Did you want to shout out to any?
Yeah. GoodBuddiesCatering.com for all your catering needs, Polk County, Florida.
Okay, and what about, do you have any sponsors?
Yeah, I would like to thank Adam Norman at Southern Bread Smokers for the smokers we have in our pit tonight, and Chapman Dentistry. For
keeping us smiling and happy.
Good Buddies Barbecue and Terry McKay, get us a huge sponsor for us.
We are
right
so
now.
Warm. Come here.
We're actually riding Terry's horses out here at Zephyr Hills tomorrow. He brought his horses.
He did not. Well, thanks, guys. Terry McKay, come back here. Terry, come here. Come here. I'm chasing Get Her Smoke. Terry has a graphics company that does rap. And let me tell you, he does an amazing job, and he does the bases for the Green Mountains that people are doing. And how much are the bases, Terry? They're $164. Do you hear him? $19.95. So Terry's a big fat liar. But anyway, Terry does a great job. Him and his wife, Melissa, they have the graphics business, and they also have a boat business. So if you are looking to have something wrapped, Terry has been known to both travel out of state. He can actually do wrap all over the U.S., as well as he comes to contests sometimes and will actually wrap something at a contest. So if you are, and I'm not unzipping my pants, that is the little curtain to the back of my trailer. I just finished my big meet. And we're going to go next door. I've got some new boys sitting next door. We'll go over and say, hey. So as I step out of my, I'm just dropping off some food. You can hear the, zipper again. Okay, so you're going to be live. You're live on the air. We're on the internet on my blog talk show.
Oh, nice.
And so what's the name of your team? You know, we just started BSing and I didn't even ask.
Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls. Where'd you guys come up with that? Come on, man.
Over
give us a story.
You know, how hard did it come up with a name for a barbecue?
I agree. So you guys have a offset smoker.
Yeah. Oh.
And you have a green egg and a Traeger.
Yeah.
You want to share with us? Oh, you have a guru on the green egg. That's a big ass green egg. That's it.
Yeah, it is.
Extra large.
Yes. Yeah,
did you see that picture of the extra large with the girl is inside of it?
Yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, <it's
nice. laughs> Okay, so do you want to share with us what meat you cook on what?
Well, what we're planning on doing is cook two pork belts and a brisket on the offset, and also another brisket and a pork belt on the egg.
That's
as well.
What I'm dying of.
Yeah.
To have one of these for the
yeah, that's,
yeah,
they yeah. work well.
And I guess chicken?
Chicken.
Or your rib?
Oh, it's spread it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're spread out.
When I have that available to me and I'm pointing to the office, I love ribs on my, I love ribs on my stick burner. But they have, what are you cooking on there now?
Is it citrus? Yeah.
And what are you using for wood to smoke in the stick burner?
And bay.
Laurel bay?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't think it could use that.
I get smoked.
Yeah, no, we got a little smoky.
Yeah,
here.
It's very smoky. And we were setting up, and there's fire marshals coming all over the place. And, you know, you guys have this view. Is that the Mercedes view?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the RV. It's called the view. I love this place. This is what I was trying to get my dad. My dad's 82, and, you know, he needs something to do, and I want him to come and play at these things with me. But he needs, like, where you guys are going to flush, and I'll be in the chair over there. So when you're warm, I want you to feel bad because they're beautiful.
We got room.
They're beautiful. Now, how many people does that sleep? And it's short.
It depends on how high you stack them.
Oh, I said rack them back and stack them.
No, it's actually, it's got a bed, two beds on the side here, and then one up over the cab, so you can really sleep. Three smelly guys.
Okay. Four that don't smell. Yeah. So I think he would love this thing. But anyway, the view. The view, which is a Mercedes product. It's similar to the Sprinter. Isn't it the Sprinter engine?
That's what it is. Yeah.
The Sprinter van.
With, yeah. Yeah. Winnipeg will put a.
Well, it's a beautiful. Beautiful rig.
Well,
and how long is that?
24 foot.
Is that all?
Yeah.
And then, so you guys pull the stick burner behind that. And
Pack it all up on the trailer right here.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you have a winch to pull?
No, we just push.
What does that weigh?
7 or 8.
Seven at least.
Yeah, we
do. If not more. Okay. Well, good luck tomorrow. What's your next contest? What do you guys got planned?
Don't know. I know we've got a little local contest next month in Pontiac. It's a small
home. Oh, yeah. That's a great area.
Not really an official contest.
Charity event?
Yeah, charity.
Good deal.
If you do that, that's best.
Okay. Well, good luck, and I'll be waving to you all night.
Thank you. We'll be here.
You guys are not going to sleep all night, right, because you have a stick burner.
I might.
Really? You don't get to sleep? Okay, so they're going to put their meat on a stick burner and go to sleep? I think I have a chance against these guys. Well, I told you they're having an issue with some of their wood. I told you, stick it in that drum and dry it out, man. It's a kiln. Okay, see you later. Okay, so we're going to go over here, and I don't know if smoking in the boys' room. There is a group that does contests, and they actually have, and they're not here. Uh-oh, so it looks like I'm ripping off their place. Nope, they're not here. Are you leading people astray? Okay, so there's a group that compete here, and they actually have a smoker that looks like an outhouse, and they're smoking in the boys' room. But they are retiring the outhouse, and I was kind of hoping to speak to them. So we're just going to, let's go over here. See Tom. See, everybody ate. And then they kind of disperse real quickly. But, and I don't know these guys. There's some new jeans here. Whoa. This is when I wish I could take pictures and show you guys stuff. Okay, so I'm going to come by Double Cheese. Ooh, he has a small... Hey, Tom. Okay, so we're at Double Cheese Barbecue, and he has a restaurant heater outside of his trailer, and he has the small assassin, but when I say the small assassin, it only weighs 590 pounds, doesn't
That's
it?
Good.
And last name Snow?
Thorn.
Okay, sorry. So we're here with Tom Thorn. Now, where does the Double T come from? I'm guessing
first and last name.
For some reason, you know what I thought it was? I thought that you, is somebody else cooking with you?
My
future
solo.
Oh, really?
He's on a cruise this week, so I'm going solo.
Oh, so you're solo. Okay. And you cook on Sampson and Green Mountain?
Yes, I do.
Jim Buick?
Yep.
Okay. With the leg. Let me tell you that little cancer makes a difference. And you're cooking all four categories. What's your next cookbook, Mike? When are you gonna?
A pup.
Oh, and that's a huge one.
Yeah.
I heard tonight they already have 75 teams lined up. And will you vend any?
No.
Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a pretty nice little setup here. How? What size is this trailer?
24 foot. I got sleeping area in the front.
Nice.
Basic galley area in the back.
The funny thing about the galley area is I'm looking at your table. Now, where I might have a riser, this is when I wish we had pictures for this. And one day I will have a camera to go around to team, because where I might have 6 inches on the table, you have what, 24? Because Tom's quite a bit taller than I am, and this way you're not getting a sore back, are you?
Nope, not at all.
So anything you want to leave us with? Do you have any sponsors or anything you want to know?
Nope, I'm just on my own and just enjoy it. Got a pretty decent turnout here this week, even with the cool weather.
Yeah.
So looking forward to the competition.
Now, I'm loving this.
A little $90 investment.
$90? How did you buy that for $90?
Either Lowe's or Home Depot.
$90?
Yep.
Okay, so we're looking at what they use in restaurants. It's a propane heater that you, like, it's like the old school Pullman lantern that you light up the crop. And $90?
$90.
Did you get that on sale?
Well, actually, looked about 2 weeks ago after the holidays, and it was still right around the same place. I got this for about a year and a half.
Okay, so I will be running to Home Depot on Monday and picking one of these up, because normally, like at the restaurant shows, these things start at like $400, $390, and you even have a little table here just in case you have like a pink drink
or
you want to
put
that, or a fireball. Oh yeah, you're a fireball in case you have something to put down. Well, man, that's cool. Yeah, because it's going to be chilly. They're saying 39 tonight here.
Keep my shorts on.
Yeah, I won't be keeping my shorts on. I only brought 2 shorts, and that's if I'm lucky to be able to put them on. Anyway, where are you from, Tom?
Davenport.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so you're east.
Just on the west side of Disney.
Oh, yeah. West side of Disney. Okay. I pointed west, and I said you're east. Okay, so that's down from here, isn't it?
Correct.
I have to think about where we're at. So this was close for you.
45 minutes.
Nice. Okay, well, I'll see you in a pasta. Look forward to it. Thanks for giving me some time. Okay, so I'm going to go over here.
Now you're going to see trouble.
I know. So I'm going over to see Biggie and Doug Francis, because when they're here and I'm doing a show, I try to get... Did I walk into you with Bob?
No, she dropped
chili
on my foot.
Oh.
Pretty chili.
Oh, that's even worse. Do you have a private potty?
Yeah.
Wow. We're on. No, it's okay. You didn't say anything really bad. Oh, you have a Team Unknown fire pit. You're not supposed to have it? Okay. Well, I guess I should leave because I haven't said anything right. You got a private potty,
yeah.
And you got burned with your feet.
No, just chili.
Okay, so we're happy to have you guys back out. What's on your schedule coming up?
We're into this one, the KCBS one,
next
Lake
week?
One next weekend. I'm going to go hang out at Winter Haven. I didn't get into Winter Haven. And then do a pasta.
Oh, you are doing a pasta.
And then we're going to judge Painston.
Oh, okay.
Which is the week after the pasta.
Okay, so this is Hogs Gone Wild. Hey, your sign didn't come.
It didn't, but we didn't bring it. We just got it late last night.
Oh.
So I'm going to have it in Lakeland.
Okay, so Hogs Gone Wild got their new sign from Pirate 50 with LEDs in the back. It looks pretty cool. It looks very cool.
It's really nice. They all did a great job.
Yeah.
Everything's hand done on it. It's good quality work.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see it. It looks so cool. He kept putting pictures out there. It was exciting.
I put a video on it last night on Facebook.
Oh, I haven't seen anything yet.
I put it on last night. But we're going to debut it in Texas.
Sounds great. Now, you only have one Green Mountain tonight. What's the deal?
That's all that's green anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
And
my lady.
Is that a 36?
36.
Okay.
And then my beauty.
Your sweet smoke cube?
That I have wrapped.
Is that a sweet smoke cube? Okay,
yeah.
So you have the insulation blanket lights for a hot water heater. I bought a welding blanket, but you know what I forgot? Doc James!
I got some. If you want.
This is like for a hot water heater, right?
Yeah.
I bought an extra welding blanket because I'm anxious to see what happens. Are you going to put a welding blanket or something over your
head? I got a moving blanket for that, and I put a moving blanket on these here for the ceiling the light.
Oh, yeah, I have those too. Oh, so you've been to, that was Northern Tool, wasn't it?
No, it was.
Okay.
You all, special.
Oh, okay. Now, I will tell you what happened to me in Edgewater. I had the welding blanket over my Jamboree, uncovered it, grabbed the handle, burned the crap out of my hand because it held it, and I wasn't expecting that at all.
Because
normally there's no heat transfer there.
Right.
So, and I broke my little shelf. Do you love your little Lane?
I do. I used to have a son, and that's a wonderful cooker, your son. But just, I don't know. I just feel really comfortable with this line.
I love a stick burner.
Yeah.
I miss having it. Do you want to share with us what you cook on it?
I'll start my pork off there, and then I'll do my ribs on it.
But yeah. You can't beat ribs.
No, you're not going to beat ribs on it.
Yeah, I know. It just makes a difference. Now, as I look and I see wood, why don't you give a chance to recognize your sponsor?
Well, that's the best wood in the market. Max is original.
They're really nice pieces of wood.
I like peach.
Yeah.
That's the best.
And any other sponsors you want to recognize?
Well, we got back with all of our sponsors this year. We got Oakland Barbecue back. We got Pitmaster Depot back. And then, of course, Jim Meltzer, the Sweet Smoke Cue. Can't go without that.
You're on a juice.
Yeah.
So am I. It's a good thing.
I've been a juice junkie for a while.
See, not all juice is bad.
No, that's good stuff.
All right, well, I appreciate you spending some time. Uh-oh. John almost went down. That's a long.
That's
not good.
Right there. Yeah.
We'll have to work on that. Anyway, thank you for spending
some time.
Okay, I got to check my time because, I got all kinds of time. So we're good. Thanks. Okay, so since I saw you almost take a head over there, we're over here at J&J Barbecue, and you have a new rig.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the rig you bought.
I love it.
Oh.
37 feet long. That 10-foot toy hauler.
Yeah, that makes
everything
all.
Fits in there.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that you figured that out, huh? And so last week was your debut.
Yeah.
And you got some rest. Now, are you only cooking on one cooker now?
Yep.
Didn't you just have two cookers?
Yep.
Oh, so you're Mr. Streamline. Okay. Okay, so you're cooking. Is this the stretch?
No, this is classic.
Classic? Okay, see, I've got two, but mine are really old. I don't know them even. I think mine's a 223 and something else. I don't know. But, so how many racks in there? Five?
Five.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And you put the fans in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you've gone down to cooking all your meats on the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and now last week, let's see. You are the rib guy. You are like the Johnny Trigg of our area with ribs. You always do a really good job in ribs, and goes back to being on the right.
Last week was the first time I ever placed in ribs.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. I never placed in ribs until last week.
Are you serious? Because every time I'm near you, that's what I always taste of yours, and they're always amazing.
The last time you tasted my chicken was at Coco.
Okay.
And I took first place there at chicken.
Oh, so maybe that's the lot, the mojo.
Really?
I forgot that I tasted your chicken. That's right.
Yeah.
Because I was just walking around. I didn't judge and I didn't cook. But I've had your ribs several times, and you always do really well with ribs. You do a nice job.
Yeah, but they burn corn oil.
Well,
always one judge.
Yeah, I know. We talk about that a lot, and don't know what it is, but anyway, so you're here tonight with your sister?
Yep.
Okay, so she's helping you out to keep you awake all night?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, because now you have 37 feet of comfort.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, it's
Thank
good.
Thank God, an eater, got an air.
All right, well, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. So this is J&J. What's your next book? Let me ask him. Okay, so you got, what is it, 2 weeks? 3 weeks off, right?
2 weeks.
I don't know.
Judging nothing and smoking the water.
Oh, you are? Okay. See, there's quite a few.
I haven't heard yet, but I think.
Oh, you didn't get a confirmation yet.
Well, they told me I was on the list.
Okay, well, well, I'm on a lot of lists. We don't want to say what those are. Anyway, good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Right.
Enjoy your nap.
I will.
Yeah, you're going to sleep for a couple hours.
Are you cold?
No, that's what I was laughing. They were saying something, the boys next to me have one of those views, and he's like, oh, yeah, we have heat and everything else. I go, yeah, well, think about me over there with a little foot deal going on. Anyway, good luck. See you tomorrow. All right. Okay, so Palm Beach Forkers is over here. Whoa, I wish. Is he there? Oh, he's not here because I never looked at you. I'm going to peek around here. Oh, and I come over here and he is completely gone. But I'm going to peek at his little cooker here. He has a double cooker, and and he won ribs last week. So the big joke is he's only got one direction to go, and that would be down. And there's cornhole over here. We had issues today here. We are at a municipal airport, and you can see there's lots of music going on. And vendors are starting to put their crap together for tomorrow. And I'm coming up on somebody, and I can't tell who. Oh, there's Book Street. Well, we've already talked to them, but they are stump smokers. How are you? They use a stretch and a baby in red, of course. And these guys are all hiding tonight. I lost some of them. Uh-oh. Here's a cage. I'm not sure what that. Whoa, here's a cage, and here's the dog that goes in the cage. Hi, buddy. Okay.
Jet.
Hi, Jet. Jet Black.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a black lab. That's okay. Yeah. I actually just lost my 15-year-old black lab. So if you guys don't mind, I'll just do a quick little interview with you guys. We're live on Friday Night Live, the barbecue show on Blog Talk Radio. So what's your, I didn't even walk around front, what's your cook team?
Our cook team is veteran smoker.
Oh, I heard you guys. Now, are you cooking backyard or pro?
Backyard.
Okay, because I hadn't heard you before, but I heard him call your name.
Yeah, we're with the Smoke, 8154 out of Zephyr Hills.
Out of Zephyr Hills. So you're one of the local groups. There's quite a few of the local groups here today.
Yeah, it's just been on a staff call and saying at home because he signed up for it and he didn't come after it, but we're actually, we got a little banner there kind of advertising.
Okay, but you're with the Post? So you're going to have a bunch of people here tomorrow?
They'll come by looking for free samples.
Yeah.
but
that's okay. That's what it's about. And whose lovely dog is Mr. Jet?
It's my dog.
He's a fine-looking animal. You know what's funny? I had Spencer for 15 years, and he was never around kids. But see how he's, like, on point for those kids.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They love kids.
They do.
And he was not raised.
They're the same size.
Yeah. That's so funny. And, I mean, he is like, look at this.
Okay.
He is
the irony of it is I used to work here at the airport.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I work at Dish Air
High. Oh, okay.
Showed up to work one morning. There he is.
Oh, hence the name Jet.
Also.
Yeah.
Jet Black. So I figured it was appropriate.
Aww. And he was there and just somebody had left him.
Somebody had dumped him because it's somebody from the area or whatever because he had a collar on. He's looked, nails were all manicured and everything. His teeth are totally white. And he has separation anxiety. He does not like to be left alone. And
the cage. That's why when I saw the cage, I'm like, okay, so what goes in the cage? And then I saw him, but you're a good boy. You're a good boy, aren't you? You know, it's a funny thing. I saved a chocolate lab from the pound. And I took, and he was 4 years old. The dog didn't even know his name. They locked him in the garage after he was a puppy. And when I took him, when I took him to puppy college, the lady goes, well, you know, he's the dumbest dog here. And I went, what? And she goes, he doesn't stand a chance because people get him, they're cute as puppies, and then they're just dumber and stumps if they didn't spend any time with him.
Oh,
that dog did everything to try. I mean, he was the best pupil of the whole class.
Oh, really?
Because he just
kind of... started out the dumbest.
No, he didn't. Oh. He just, nobody spent any time with him.
Oh.
And he was a great dog ahead of him until he was like 12 years old, too. But he didn't know his name.
Yeah, we've only had him for... I guess probably about 3 months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, within the first week, people's names, you know, it's constantly calling them. Yeah.
They're smart.
You know, very smart. She wants to take him to an immediate class of dogs.
Yeah.
She's trained canine tactical.
Oh, okay.
So she's been working with him. That's why he's mama's boy. You know, she gets there, he will not first life.
And is he good with right now with other dogs?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, well, you know, we've got our neighbor's dog that comes over and wants to play. Of course, he's a little tiny Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, but that's okay.
He just wants to play and
be See, barbecue people have a heart, and they've taken it out. And I know we got off the subject, but whatever we want to talk about. So
yeah.
How long have you guys been cooking as a team?
This team we have right now, first time.
Oh, all right. So that's,
you know,
really good.
We actually had a couple other members of the team. We all got together and participated in the Plant City Big Jam.
Oh, nice.
And we could have done better, but it was our first time out.
It was an eye-opener.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener for sure. You know, quite a bit just organized and, you know, trying to serve the public also.
Absolutely. Oh, so you were vending? Vending here?
No.
Yeah.
Trying to vend also to make some of our money back.
Trying to
learn.
Right.
All this we're doing, you know, we're paying for it ourselves to see how we rate,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And are you cooking all four categories?
Yes.
Good.
We're going for broke.
That's what you got to do when you come out here. And what are your names?
My name's Joel. Dave Darley.
Trevor.
Trevor.
And that couple.
Okay. Well, guys, good luck tomorrow. We'll look for you, and... thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
I got to tell you, Memorial Day, I was lucky enough to interview one of the Congressional Medal of Honor recipients.
Geez,
yeah, and he's an older gentleman who was a corpsman, and he's the last living corpsman that's ever received a Medal of Honor. So that was total honor, and it was really fun. He was a hoot. And, yeah, he's real big buds with a tailgater, so all they wanted to talk about was drink a beer. And they're like, while we're doing this, can I drink beer?
22 years or 20.
Wow.
So, you know, 50 over 51 years.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. And bye, Jet. You're doing very lovely. All right. Okay, so we're going to head over here. Oh, we're off to the Lane Smokers, but we've already talked to them, and they have a little powwow going, so we won't interrupt them. But here, let me get Bob. Come on, Bob. Come on. Come on. Come on, Bob. I always take my chances when I get Bob on the phone. Oh, what the hell do you have on?
Favorite necklace.
Are they pink butts or boobies?
They got nipples or boobies.
They look like pink butts. Okay, see, and people hear that and they're going, what are you people talking about?
A neck.
He has a necklace on with, and they look like pig butts from afar is all I'm going to say. So we're here with Bob Williams and his wife, Renee. They're cooking as Get You Some, but they're cooking this weekend with Terry McKay from Get Her Smoke. And tell us how that's going on. What's happening there? You guys, I think that's great.
It is. It really, you know, because of the, you know, we all know it's not cheap 50s
nope.
things, so cut that in half
yep.
and cut the prep time in half. You know, we split it up down the middle. I do the ribs and chicken. He does the butts and the briskets, and it really works out good.
And what's funny is I went over there because that's my potty place at the
Oh, that's why you're in there.
Okay, well, I'm glad we have this conversation. Anyway, that's my potty place. But when I was in there, Jerry was back there fixing some Red Bull. He's a Red Buller.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes, "This is great, only cooking two meats." And I thought he meant you guys were only cooking two meats. And I go, "No, the hell you say." And then he explained. And so I think that's absolutely great. You guys had a good cook in Edgewater.
Yeah.
What's funny is they were next to me, and I felt like we were shooting on each other because you and I must have been on the same timeline.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
And it was like our grills were almost being opened at the same time, and it's kind of nerve-wracking because I just started doing the hot and fast.
Oh.
And it is nerve-wracking because you take it right down to the bitter end, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You don't have much. It's a narrow window of opportunity. It's either right or wrong.
I don't want it to be wrong. Okay. And then we were there, and the guys next to me had the DQ, which was horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody does not want that to happen to them, let alone anybody near you.
How do you finish your cook when you get DQ kicked?
And he was, I'll tell you, he was so upset at my cook, but so we'll go back and implore everybody, if you are using paintbrushes to put on sauce, throw them out.
This is Joel from Good Buddies. I love to use a paintbrush.
Stop it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the guys next to us in Edgewater got DQ'd. It was horrible because
because the little thing fell
on. Yeah, and the funny thing is, he told me, he said, we found one other one, and it just blended in so well they missed it. And so, you know, throw them away, get the silicone, or use your fingers, anything.
No, I know Bob with Get Her Smoked. He literally puts it in his hand and puts it on.
It works.
Okay, well, we'll be leaving now. Yeah. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your next book?
We'll be cooking Winter Haven.
Oh, so 2 weeks, are you vending there, too?
No. It's hard enough to cook. Don't have enough help to be in.
Yeah, now, I just found out that's like a 2-year wait list to get in that cook, isn't it?
It's hard to get in there, but Frank Tomos does a great job. He really goes out of the way to make it a good cook for her.
I heard it's a party.
To show the appreciation to the team for coming out. He Texas Cattle Company does steaks on Friday. They cook
nice.
The teams, and he has fans Friday. He has fans Saturday.
Wow.
He really.
So that's in Winter Haven coming up. Okay. Now, you don't only play with barbecue. You guys also play in the racing sport, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your son, right?
Yeah, he's racing the United Promoters. Let's see how I get this right. It's a series that we run. We go to different tracks.
Are they all in Florida? Cause it seems
all
like,
Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I was going to say, it seems like you guys are in Florida, don't you?
Yeah, you know, Auburndale, DeSoto, down in Sarasota.
They do Sebring?
No, it was. They've talked about doing a Sebring. They've talked about doing a dirt race.
Small
trucks. Even.
Oh.
We go to Inverness County.
Oh, yeah. And that's at the fairgrounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a weekend I've got something. You already told me that. Otherwise, I might drive down to see that.
Yeah.
But you and your wife go, and you guys are pretty active with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys left Edgewater to go to his awards.
The award banquet.
And he won.
Finished fourth in the points year out.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's only a second year? And that's what you used to do, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, way back. Can't get it out of your blood.
All right, well, thank you so much. Oh, and Bob, now, we've talked to Bob before after he won his first grand championship in Kissimmee, which was a great cook. But you have the little Tweet Smoke Cue drum. Well, and it really isn't his, but you use a lot of his components. But you have stainless steel.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I come over and I drool on your drum. I love my black drum, but stainless steel is my thing.
Yeah, we may have to find another one.
I know. Everybody kind of drools. And I think if you're not careful, somebody will steal.
Yeah. Well, I left it home this weekend.
Anyway, thanks for spending some
time.
All right. See you later. Good luck. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to round out by thanking my sponsors. I've got Sweet Smoke Q, who is competing this weekend. Also won a big grand champion last week. If you haven't tried the juice, it's a good time to try that. And then also I've got Pirate 50. You heard us talking about Hogs Gone Wild. Just got his sign in. Dale's been posting a bunch of stuff on Facebook. Please feel free to join me on Tuesday, my new night at 7 o'clock. Bongo's Barbecue and oh, he's got a George. See, you never know what's going to happen when you walk around and these things. Join me on Tuesdays. And I left out the Pit Barrel Cooker Company that they have, their little Pit Barrel Cooker that is amazing. They do a great job for the homeowner as well as competitors. And they have all those videos on there that you can check out. Anyway, till Gerald comes back with you next week, since I'm not going to be at a contest next week, I love doing these and the guys are real receptive to it. You can join me on Tuesdays, like I said, so I've got to start doing more. Check me out on Facebook, Lori Crazy, or Lori at barngottesbarbecue.com. You can, and the night, new thing that's going on, Barbecue Superstar, 6 nights a week. And we also have a day show that Gerald does online on Barbecue Superstars that you can see him live. And Jan Charles is doing a live show where she's doing a cooking show, too. So lots of stuff happening on Barbecue Superstars as well as in the barbecue community. The cool thing about Florida, we cook year-round. I'll tell you, if you look on the Internet, there's a picture for Florida at 50 and Michigan at 50. And quite frankly, we're all freaking freezing here tonight. We won't be as cold as we were in Edgewater. But until next week or the next time that I see you, keep on smoking, and I will be in tune with you on Tuesday. Have a great cook, everybody, and to all the travelers out there, safe travel home. Thanks a lot, and have a big hell yeah for everybody out there. Good night, folks.